Now, another hour of Smart Talk, 620 KPOJ, Portland's Talk.
New York to the hills of Los Angeles, a voice is rising to serve justice. This is the Norman Goldman Show, the home of fierce independence, intelligent dialogue, and passionate logic is right here, right now. Sitting in for Norm, here is Adam Klugman, host of Mad as Hell in America Radio. Heard Saturdays on AM 620, Portland's Talk, KPOJ.
Oh, welcome to the Norman Goldman Show. As the lady says, I'm Adam Klugman, sitting in for Norman Goldman, the place where justice is served. How was your Thanksgiving holiday? Did you have enough gratitude? I had to work on mine, but I got there. Had a beautiful time with my family. It was a learning experience, an opportunity to grow. So you know what that means. That's code for there were challenges, but it was a beautiful thing all around. Coming out with a lot of gratitude. It is Black Friday. I don't know about the term Black Friday, just... it seems appropriate. I understand that it's a financial thing, that, you know, this is a time when retailers, you know, get into the black. I get it. But it also, something about Black Friday, this idea that it's when we just kind of throw caution to the wind and just embrace our unbridled consumerism and just go for it. And I get it, but there's this frenzied feeling. I want merchants to do well in this country, and yet we have to accept at some level that the pace at which we consume is not sustainable. So those are my thoughts, my first thoughts here. I'm Adam Klugman. Get your phone calls ready. I want to hear from you. 1-888-321-6001. Because we're going to try something in the second segment that's fun. So get your pens and your pencils out. 1-888-321-6001. Now, if you want to know more about me, you can go to madashellinamerica.com. You can go to adamklugman.com. And I have a show. And in fact, that's how Norm and I met. I have my own show called Mad as Hell in America. And Norm was up in Portland doing his good political works in the world for the Multnomah Democratic Party, which he is doing somewhere in the world now, good political works. And he came on my show to promote the event, and Norm and I were just friends instantly. I think of us as like camp buddies. It was as if we'd gone to camp together 30 years ago or 20 years ago. Well, it wouldn't be 20 years ago. I'm a little bit older than that. And we were just instantly friends. And he said, hey, would you like to come on the show? Would you like to host for me when I go away? And I said, I would love to. And we've been just like fast and best friends ever since. So first of all, Norm, one of the things I am very grateful for this season is the opportunity to be here in your very own chair in Los Angeles. But back to my point. I have a show called Mad as Hell in America. And I'm not saying it just to plug the show, though if you want to listen on Saturdays from 3 to 6 on AM 620 KPOJ in Portland, Oregon, you are welcome to. But I say it because I feel like I have an obligation to explain what I mean by mad as hell. I mean, liberals are not always entirely comfortable with it. There's always like this, well, I don't know if I'm really comfortable being mad as hell. I mean, you know, I'm mad, but mad as hell. But this idea of mad as hell and where we source it, where I source it, I think is worth discussing. So for those of you who are over 40, you probably remember the movie Network. But for those of you who don't, and for those of you who have never seen it, do this right now. Place it at the top of your list of movies to watch. The movie is Network, directed by the late, great Sidney Lumet, one of his best movies ever. And if you haven't seen it in 2 years, watch it again. And the reason? Because even though it was produced 35 years ago, for which it won Best Picture in 1976, it is more relevant today than it was then. In fact, it is probably the most prophetic movie of all time, Network. And the reason I mention it here is because we all know the phrase, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And that's where the phrase comes from. It was made famous and put on the map by this movie. And since this is by far my favorite movie of all time, and the defining moment of every political aspiration I have ever formulated, I decided to name my show after the central idea of the movie. And the central idea of the movie is this, that our salvation, whether as a country, as a species, as a planet, begins with our capacity to get mad as hell and stay that way for as long as we need to until we get the change that we want. Now, I know that's a very bold statement, but mad as hell isn't what it appears to be on the surface. It appears to be yelling and screaming, but it is not yelling and screaming, you see, because that is rage. Mad as hell is about reclaiming our personal and political power. And I'm going to play a clip from it, like the defining clip. And afterwards, I want to talk about this notion of mad as hell. And I want to define it, because that's exactly what we are seeing with the Occupy movement. It isn't yelling and screaming. It's resolve. It's an honest-to-God mad as hell movement, because it places human dignity at the center of every consideration and every action and every ideal. Now, you see, the Tea Party came along and tried to present itself as a mad as hell movement, but it wasn't. What it was a populist rage party. And you always know that you're in the presence of rage. And this is a critical distinction, because rage is always destructive. It seeks the object of its anger and tries to destroy it. And all we have to do is look at the Tea Party agenda to know that it couldn't possibly be a true mad as hell movement, because what is its agenda? To dismantle the government, to destroy it. All government is bad, and all we need to do is get it down to the size of something we can drown in the bathtub, and everything will be fine. Thank you, Grover Norquist, someone who seems to be seething with rage beneath the surface of those glasses and that round, weird face. But you see, rage is always a failure of imagination. Because we don't need less government, and we don't need more government. It's not about quantities of government. We need better government, one that puts the interests of the people over the interests of big business. See, but the Tea Party sees government as the enemy, and it seeks to what? Destroy it. That's rage, but anger. Legitimate human anger is another substance altogether. It is elemental to us as human beings, and it is there because it is trying to get our attention. Anger is what happens when we perceive an injustice in the world, a feeling that prompts us to act, not with rage, not with vengeance, but with righteousness in defense of our dignity as human beings. And anger, when channeled properly, can change the world. In fact, I believe it's the only thing that ever has changed the world. And so what is absolutely amazing, thrilling, and exciting, and encouraging to me is that this is exactly what we are seeing with the Occupy movement. Because it is not so much about our politics as it is about our fundamental dignity as human beings. So, like I said, I want to play the clip, the clip from the movie, which was produced 35 years ago. And for those of you who don't know about it, I'm going to give you a quick synopsis. The story centers around an aging news anchorman named Howard Beale, who's being forced into retirement by bad ratings. When he goes on TV to announce his retirement, he says that he's going to kill himself next Tuesday. This causes quite a stir. He goes back on the air to apologize, and instead of apologizing, he says, well, I did it because I ran out of bullshizzle. Only he doesn't say bullshizzle. He says the word on the air. And the response to this is so overwhelming that he ends up back on TV with his own show, newly imbued by a divine spirit, billed as the mad as hell prophet of the airwaves. And so now I'm going to play the defining clip. And as you listen, you'll see it is so relevant today. It's like it was written 20 minutes ago.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window. Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Now, of course, what everybody remembers from the movie is this mad as hell line. But I mean, is that like could have been written 20 minutes ago? That's what I mean. The most prophetic movie of all time. But of course, the line I named my show after, the mad as hell line, it's kind of the sexiest, most accessible line. But what has always really struck me is what he says right before it. He says, you've got to say I'm a human being. God damn it, my life has value. This is about our human dignity. It's not the end. It's where we begin. Because it demands that we respond. Because being mad as hell is about responding to a perceived injustice in the world. It is trying to get our attention. Because anger is an appropriate response to getting screwed. But people try to talk us out of our anger. Oh, you seem very angry to me. Yeah, I'm mad as hell. I'm not angry. I'm mad as hell. Because it's an appropriate response to getting lied to. It's an appropriate response and a necessary response to transforming our world. That is where it begins. And that is what we are seeing with the Occupy movement. Don't let anyone talk you out of your anger. Because when we allow ourselves to get mad as hell, we are forced to respond. And it relocates the center of power from somewhere out there to right here. Right where we are. And we root that mad as hell in our humanity. When we plant it not in the guilt of the world as it presents itself, but in the fundamental dignity and nobility of everything alive. Gandhi was mad as hell at the English. Being treated like a second-class citizen made him mad as hell. It was an appropriate response, and he overturned 300 years of British rule with it without firing a single bullet because he discovered a force, a truth force, what he called a soul force. That is the power of mad as hell. And we are living in a time when mad as hell is moving to the surface to defend our human dignity. So when we come back, I want you to try it. What makes you mad as hell? What makes you so mad as hell that it cannot go unresponded to in the world? 1-888-321-6001 is the number. Join us on Facebook at the Norman Goldman Show. Give us a call here, 1-888-321-6001. What makes you mad as hell? What do you think we absolutely must respond to? Because remember, mad as hell is demanding a response to the injustices we perceive in the world. I'm Adam Klugman, in for Norman Goldman. This is the place where justice is served. We'll be right back.